But the 90s, what happened in the 90s? Let's see. The 90s, I did a show for Aaron Spelling called Heaven Help Us that came and went. I was a sheriff on Dr. Quinn.
Yes, that's right. You were.
That was fun. You have
quite the IMDb listing.
Yeah.
It just goes and goes and goes and goes and goes. How you keep kind of, I don't want to say morphing, but just how... You know, you're still you, but it's interesting how you've gone from so back and forth to so many things, kind of reinventing yourself along the way. And then the show about Superman comes along.
Right.
Called Smallville. And you get introduced to a whole new generation.
Yeah.
Of fans.
And a different kind of a generation.
We, you know, Brandon here over my shoulder, you know, we grew up with you as Bo Duke.
Right.
And our Ashley, our token millennial, you know, she was like
the TM,
our token millennial. She, you know, she knows you. She was like John Schneider from Smallville. We're like John Schneider from Dukes of Hazzard. She's like John Schneider from Smallville.
Yeah, I think that's great. Smallville was a terrific show. Terrific.
And it was
show.
On for 11 10 seasons, 10, 11 seasons, something
10,
like that.
Yep. And yeah, it's just great.
Gotta be a couple hundred episodes, I would think.
Well, I had my heart attack on the 100th one. Then I came back. Right. I came back later and enjoyed.
That was big news when that happened too.
Well, you know, a show never knows if it's going to have another year, so they try to do something spectacular on their 100th episode so that they can try to eke out another season after that. And they did. They eked out 5 more after that, which I think was great. But that show was interesting because when I first got a call about, hey, they want to come in and have you meet on this thing called Smallville. And I said, what, like Pleasantville? What?
Right.
And I said, no, Smallville. It's where Superman grew up, where Clark Kent grew up. And I thought, well, I really don't need another Superman thing out there.
Right.
So I didn't go. And they sent the script and said, read the script and then and see what you think. And I read it. It was fantastic. The pilot
it was such a neat show.
Yeah. And it was very smart and it was very true. I think, at least initially, it was very true to the Superman legend, but it did interesting things. Like it said, Clark Kent was kind of goofy and clumsy around Lana, not because he was goofy and clumsy or because he was wearing glasses he didn't need to be wearing, but because her necklace was made of kryptonite and it weakened him around her. And I thought, how cool is that? And then when they, every year at Smallville, they took somebody and they kind of tied them. They didn't crucify them, but they put them up like in the cornfield.
Yeah.
They crucified somebody in the cornfield just with rope, obviously, not in the truest sense of the word. And put a red S on their chest, which stood for Smallville.
Right.
Not for Superman and not for any. And I thought, how, that was really, really clever. So I went and I met with them, and then I had to read with, I can't remember who else read for Jonathan Kent, but it seemed to me like when I read the first couple of episodes of Dukes of Hazzard, when I read One Armed Bandits and I was 18, I thought, oh, well, that's mine.
Right.
And when I read Smallville, I thought, oh, well, that's mine. So I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to go, I got to go get this. No, it was like, oh, all right. This is one of those times when the universe goes click.
Everything just aligned. Yeah.
And that was waiting for you. I was not waiting for it. That was waiting for me. And I feel actually exactly the same way about the haves and have nots. That when I read the haves and have nots, do you have any Tyler Perry fans in your building here?
We might have a couple.
Because I bet that if you do, then you've got some ravenous haves and have nots fans who will look at me and go, "You're a bad man. You're a bad man." But it's funny how those things happen because I've done a bunch of things. I did a show called Dirty Sexy Money, and I did a bunch of those CSI shows and fell into or willingly climbed into the guest star of the week kind of a vibe for a while.
Yeah.
Which everybody, if you live long enough, you get there, and then hopefully you break out of that and do your own thing again. But for a time I did that. I did Nip Tuck, had a wonderful, wonderful,
that was a neat show too.
Odd role. We have to have an odd role on Nip Tuck, right?
It was a weird show, but it was
very strange, push the envelope, destroy the envelope show.
Right.
So that was a lot of fun. Dirty Sexy Money was a lot of fun. I was going to do a lot of that. And then one of those things where during lunch, right after the writer said, as soon as we're done with lunch, I want you to come to my office. I'm going to tell you all about this character arc, what we're going to do with you. And during lunch, the show was canceled.
Man.
It's like, okay, don't tell me what the character was going to do.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
And Glee and what's the weird show? Not Arrested Development. The bald guy. The bald, obnoxious guy. Anyhow.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's
there
what
you
it
go.
Is.
That show. There yeah, so I made the rounds.
You really have.
Yeah.
You really have.
But now Alicia and I make our own movies in good old John Schneider Studios outside of Baton Rouge.
Yeah, you're in Holden, right?
Holden, Louisiana, yes.
And you got your studios there, mm-hmm. and you got all this stuff all set up and everything,
and then
like 10 feet of rain fell on Baton Rouge in like three hours.
Yeah, yeah, we had two floods in 2016. We had made Hate Crime, Like Son, Anderson Bench. And Inadmissible before the first flood of 2016.
Right.
And then we had the 100-year flood, which was obviously never going to happen again, not for another 100 years.
Hopefully.
But we fixed everything that was destroyed, which was
had, like,
almost everything.
Several feet of water in your studios. I mean, it wasn't.
Well, this was not like, no, it was terrible.
I mean, you got hit hard.
We got hit hard, and the soundstage that had all the wardrobe in it got hit hard.
Oh,
and everything, it was really, really bad.
And it's.
So we fixed, and we're talking about all your wires and microphones and stuff. We did plays in the barn and concerts in the barn.
Okay.
So it was wired for the next show.
Right.
So floor monitors and, you know, just stuff everywhere and cameras and lights and things that are waiting to be used again. And then they all got flooded. So all of that equipment got flooded.
I mean, that's hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of gear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And not to mention the damage to the buildings and the damage to the roads and the damage to, I mean, we had just planted. So, I mean, it could not possibly have been worse, we thought. So we fixed that.
Yeah.
And did two movies that summer. We did Tres Leches, which is about three buddies who are hired to drive a car from Baton Rouge to the Philippines for 50 cents a mile. And they take the job. They think it's the three cheeses, but it's actually the three milks. And they bought these shirts on sale. And the guy says, what is it? Three cheeses? No, maybe it's three amigos. And one guy said, no, I think three amigos is Spanish for three amigos. So it's pretty funny. But that's the one the Red Power Ranger is in.
Okay.
Our great friend Austin St. John is in that movie. And then we did one called One Month Out with Barry Bostwick and Laura Calouette and myself and Ruth Buzzy. And
That's right.
Yeah, so it's great. We did that. And then August of 2016 happened. And August 13th of 2016
was a bad day.
Was the 1,000-year flood. So everything that the 100-year flood did was 5 feet under what the 1,000-year flood did.
Right.
So not only did it take out everything that we had lost and replaced from March, but it took out everything else. March did not get into the house. It got up to the threshold of the front door. August got in the silverware drawer.
Oh, jeez.
So the river came right through the house, right through the sound stages, right through my mother's house, 6 feet high in the barn. So everything we were smart. We put things up.
Yeah.
A bit, but you know, 3 feet, 4 feet. So that wouldn't happen again. Well, it did. It took it all out again.
Jeez.
Yeah. So it was devastating. And if we didn't have the wherewithal to be able to get an SBA loan, the whole thing would have just closed down.
Wow.
So, yeah.
It was that tenuous a situation, huh?
Oh, yeah. Because it took everything to recover from March.
Right.
And then, so when you spend everything and recover, and then you have to do it, there's nothing with which to recover.
Yeah, there's nothing left.
A lot to recover from, but nothing to recover with. So we were totally destroyed. SBA came in and we were able to rebuild most of it.
Okay.
Again. So now we have the studio again. We've made one film since then. The plan was always to make two a year.
Okay.
But we made one called Four to Go, which is a hysterical revenge comedy that will make you cringe, starring Marcus Buff Bagwell from WWE, right?
Oh, geez. Okay.
And Carrie Cahill from Walking Dead, and
all
Dean
right.
Cain from lots of things. Not my son, but played my son in a different alternative universe. But the great thing that happened during that flood is that my guitar kind of washed back in my hands. And we did the record that a lot of people were talking about for a long time called Ruffled Skirts, which was about the floods, about the flooding, and how Louisiana has a tendency when they're looking that kind of thing. Down in Louisiana, we're just going with the flow. It's like, okay, well, the deep freeze doesn't work anymore. We've got a lot of meat in there. Let's have a party.
Yeah.
Because it's going to go bad anyway.
Right.
So let's have a party. Somebody's got beer that's getting warm. Well, we can't let that happen. So we did that. That album has a great song in there that's, he sits on his front porch, stares across the street, just a little bit of it. Water's rising fast, nearly up to his feet. Neighbor passes by, says it's time to get out. That old man just smiles. Says, I'm gonna ride this one out. Cause everything he owns lives inside this house. And everything he stands for that he can't live without. It's where his babies took their first steps. Where his wife took her last. Lord, how do you stop the water when it's there to steal your past? So it's got some really pretty songs in it. It's got one we did that's Every Friday Night, which is a tribute to you. He was burning tires by the light of the moon on a Georgia country road. He was hauling moonshine in the trunk of his car, laying on the Dixie horn. He was trying his best not to get caught by the sheriff and his gang. Radar on the dash and a dog named Flash. It was Roscoe P. Coltrane. Right, he drove a 69 orange Dodge Charger with 01 on the side. 440 Magnum V8 engine, Skinner's flag was flying high. He was Bo and Luke in love with Daisy Duke in TV's most famous ride. He was only 12, but he was raising hell every Friday night. So it's a lot of great stuff came out of that, even though we were totally devastated.
Yeah.
That album we actually recorded in the living room.
That's how songwriting works sometimes. Sometimes the best songs come from just dark places in life and dark times. And
yeah, wherever and she is, I hope she stays there. Whoever she's with, he's welcome to my nightmare. Sure is nice, it's paradise without her in my hair. Wherever she is, I hope she stays there. Yeah. Yep. I read your mail. I read your mail.
Yeah.
When you're in a river, fish. When you're in the woods, hunt.
Let's talk about the new song.
When you're in the deep south, eat grits.
It is so... I mean, the first time I heard it, I was like, that song is so Mississippi and Louisiana. Especially South Mississippi and Louisiana. I mean, the lyrics are there. You know, the image you paint with the lyrics and you know, the traditional instrumentation.
That's Tom Bresch, by the way, who's greatest thumb picker.
Like a washboard in there and...
Oh, yeah. And
like spoons and the mouth harp. I mean, you've got...
Yeah, it's great. And it's a simple, wonderful, that, like I said, three chords and the truth. And that song to me, life... It's hard to figure out. gets kind of squirrely, you think? From time to time, no doubt. But when you hit that rock, you just gotta roll. Here's a little thought. Little food for your soul when you're in the river, fish. For me, that means when you're in the river, fish, don't check your email. Right? When you're in a conversation, speak. Don't be texting somebody when you're sitting here with me. Don't ignore the people you're with so you can go to another group of people and ignore them while you're texting the third group you're going to pay no attention to.
Right.
Come on. Enjoy your life. When you're in a river, fish. When you're in the woods, hunt. When you're in the deep south, eat grits. Right?
Or cracklins.
Or cracklin, yeah. I haven't been able to wrap my mouth around cracklin yet. And I can eat all kinds of stuff. I'll suck
boudin.
The head off a crawfish, but I do the cracklin thing. It's and okra. I don't get it. I've never understood okra. No, you could burn that to it look like a crisp, and it would still be slimy to me. It'll always be slimy to me. Yeah, I just can't deal with it. But that song, Fish, is so cool. And then it goes on to the thing we all of us obviously figured out. Fred didn't even understand Wilma. So, girls, leave you crying in your beer. Drowning in a river of where do I go from here? But when you hit that rock, you just gotta roll. There's something better in that water, don't you know? When you're in a river, fish. What does it go on to? When you're in the good book, read. When you're in a fast car, speed. I understand that. So yeah, I love a song that is immediately familiar. It makes sense. It makes you tap your foot, or it makes you think, makes you chuckle.
It absolutely does. It didn't, yeah. I mean, it checks all those boxes.
Yeah, good.
You know, you bob your head along with it. You're, like you said, you're tapping your feet, and you know, by the second hook, you're singing along with it.
I think, oh, good. Love to hear that. Love to hear that. And, you know, we're totally independent, so there's no label behind us. There's no machine behind us. We are the machine. You're looking at the machine right here. We are the machine behind all this music. If you are interested, if you've heard it, then go to John Schneider Studios. Actually, just go to the Facebook page. And then you can get to everywhere else from the Facebook page.
And we'll link to all this stuff on our Facebook page and everything, too.
JohnSchneiderStudios.com is the store, but you can go to John Schneider Studios on the Facebook page and it'll send you there anyway.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Good. Yeah. And we do fun things like cyber signing. I did a cyber signing last night, which basically is I'm there live on Facebook and people are ordering things and I'm signing them, kind of like an autograph line.
Okay.
But you don't have to go find parking anywhere.
Right.
We have this wonderful, I think it's new. It's only been out a couple of years. This app called Stage It.
Okay.
And I do shows live from the Moonshine Barn,
nice.
Which is right there at the studio, the barn that where all the stuff was flooded. And on the 22nd, on May 22nd, I'll be there 6 o'clock. If you go to JohnSchneiderStudios.com or you go to the John Schneider Studios Facebook page, you can get a ticket. Tickets are free if you enjoyed it.
That is the best price ever.
I know. If you enjoyed it, put some money in the tip jar, just like the old days. It's really cool. But you don't have to go anywhere. I go to my barn and I set up the laptop and I sit there with a guitar and my I have TV tracks for a bunch of the music. So I'm actually singing along to the, not Milli Vanilli-ing it, but I'm singing along to what,
right.
to the tracks, or I'm just playing it and telling stories, answering questions live for an hour. So it's an hour on Stage It. You can get your tickets. Like I said, they're free. It'll say purchase tickets. Don't believe it. Just click on there. And if you want to pay, some people will pay something for a ticket right there, which I think is daring because the show might suck. Who knows? So you go ahead, get yourself a seat. And then if you liked it, you can put, I think they're called notes. You put notes in the tip jar.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So it's fun. That's the 22nd, Tuesday night, which is the day we've released a song a week.
Okay.
All year.
Wow.
And that's the Odyssey, but that's the day that can I buy you a beer? Just need a moment of your time, and I'll get out of your hair, let you get on with the rest of your night. Saw the flag on your shoulder, saw the stripes up there on your sleeve. So I just had to come over, make sure you know that your next round is on me. Can I buy you a beer or two? It's the least I can do. A humble salute of my gratitude for your sacrifice. Laying it on the line. You're always in my heart and in my prayers. So can I buy you a beer? Isn't that cool?
Sounds like a follow-up single to me.
Doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah, this is, when I heard that song, it goes on to say, I wish it were more than a gesture. I can't hold a candle to what you do, but I want you to know it's never unnoticed, and I've got your back too. Because while I'm holding the woman I love, you're missing yours for miles and years. I'm with my boys at the bar, and you're with yours and God knows where, making sure that the coast is clear. So can I buy you a beer? It's just...
Speaking of smart lyrics.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah, it's a great, great song. And again, it's one of those things, you see a man or a woman in uniform, you want to say thank you for your service.
Oh, absolutely.
But, you know, it's kind of, we've been saying thank you for your service now. It just kind of comes out and it's like when somebody says, hey, how you doing? You go, oh, I'm fine, right? It's just kind of something we throw away now. So the fact that that these writers came up with this really cool way to say thank you.
Right.
Can I buy you a beer? So that's another thing. Do that. You know, next time... you see a man or woman in uniform, and also first responder.
Absolutely.
You see a police officer, not when they're giving you a ticket. Don't say, can I buy you a beer? Or I'll just hand you one, because I've got one right here in the back seat.
I've got one in my cup holder here for you,
here
officer.
You go.
Yeah,
here.
Don't do that. That won't
finish
work.
This for me, would you? No. Because I promise you, I'm not going to drink.
I've had plenty, I'm not going to drink anymore.
But yeah, it's a great way to say thank you, and that's our way of saying thank you to our men and women in uniform everywhere. So that song comes out on the 22nd. Of course, I'll be doing it that night live from the Moonshine Barn.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
So I do have to ask, how awesome is it to own a General Lee that can actually be driven?
It's awesome, but I got to climb in the damn window.
Well, yeah, that's probably not as easy as it was back in the day.
Well, this window is tough. It's not me.
Yeah.
This car, the one we have, is the one that I hopped.
Okay.
I jumped over 3 kegs of beer. And it's great. It's great to have it out there. It's sitting out in front of John Schneider Studios right now, even as we speak.
Because, I mean, the 69 Charger is an iconic muscle car to begin with. And then...
Well, it kind of is because of us, don't you think? Nobody cared about it. It was a granny car.
Well, no, it was the bad guy's car in Bullet.
Well, that's a 68.
That was 68.
But people were drooling over the Mustang. I don't know that...
I like the Charger and Bullet way more than the Mustang. I grew up in San Diego.
You know, I did too, but most people, when they think of Bullet, they think of that fastback Mustang.
Or the same hubcap falling off the car over and over again.
Right. That's funny. Rolling into the camera. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
They crashed that car into something and then it was fine. But
we did that
a lot.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. Before, because Vanishing Point was the Challenger.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then there was the Roadrunner that was a big car. The Challenger was really, other than that one in Bullet, mm-hmm. And maybe, I don't know if people even remember Dirty Mary and Crazy Larry, but that was an interesting movie. Peter Fonda, right? And who was the girl? I don't remember who was in... It wasn't Jane.
Know.
It wasn't like the Donnie and Marie thing. No, it was, wasn't that strange. But I remember when I first saw the General Lee's in the parking lot of the Holiday Inn there in Conyers, Georgia. We had taken some pictures, but what was right next to them was Daisy's yellow Roadrunner with that black stripe. And I was thinking, man, I wish that was our car. That's a cool car. Because I was a Starsky and Hutch fan too, so okay. I liked the stripe they had on the Torino.
The hockey stick
cool.
kind of stripe.
Yeah. The was Nike around yet? I guess they may. It's kind of a swoosh.
Yeah, kind of a reverse.
Which
swoosh,
comes from Achilles, right?
I think so. Yeah.
I think so. Ooh, now we're showing our Google mania. But Yeah, the General Lee wound up being the perfect car. It's got a nice, you can jump in the window really easily. It's got, it's a great car for all that. The one I have doesn't have any interior. So when you get out of it, it's kind of like rubbing up against a cheese grater. So I don't mind getting in that car, but getting out, I don't like. And the doors are actually welded shut on the one, and there are no windows, and it's there are no glass. I mean, there are windows, obviously. There are holes.
Okay.
There's a windshield, and even the back glass is plastic in mine because it's built to jump. It's a roll cage with a car put on it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but it's great. It's great to have that car. I wish I had my other one back. I had my 725 horsepower Bose General Lee that I sold at Barrett Jackson. That's out there somewhere. One of these days. I'll
that's
get
in
that
some
back.
Rich guy's garage. You know.
Yeah, I know.
That's not out there on the road. You know?
Well,
I mean, you would
I hope.
That
I mean,
would
I,
be.
I used to race that car. I mean, it's this car I used in Collier and Company, which is a movie that you can get at johnschneiderstudios.com. but it's a great car. Hopefully, somebody's actually driving it.
I would
Bubba
hope so.
Watson drives his to the Masters.
I know. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fantastic.
That's got to be funny seeing it squeezed in there with like Rolls Royces and Jaguars and.
Yeah.
How'd the Duke boys get here?
Well, golly, and they're going to walk away with that jacket again. It's great that he's such a fan. Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not bring it with me. I did not know. Yeah. We didn't make the trip down the back roads.
That's okay. Yeah. When I told everyone here that you were coming by today, that was, is the car coming? Like, maybe. If you eat all your peas tonight, it might, you know.
I don't know. Somebody didn't eat all their peas.
Yeah. You know, if you brush your teeth and have your PJs on, maybe it will
That's
be,
right.
You know.
And that's right. You get an extra half hour. Oh, my gosh.
So John Schneider Studios.
John Schneider Studios is the Facebook page. I need to get lots of likes on there. We're doing well. You know, we're old dogs with new tricks and all that kind of stuff. So go to John Schneider Studios Facebook page.
Kind of been the whole, how your whole career and life is kind of gone. Kind of reinventing yourself and over and over
and over
again.
Well, a lot has changed. A lot of stuff has changed since we were doing Dukes of Hazzard. I mean, talking about.
All that equipment is in a phone.
I know. More technology in your phone than put a man on the moon. If you check out johnschneiderstudios.com or go to John Schneider Studios on the Facebook page and like it, then we'll keep in touch. I try to keep in touch really, truly, especially through things like Stage It and through things like the cyber signing last night. It had like 15,000 people in the...
Just a couple.
In the line, or not everybody bought something, but, you know, people, they were there asking questions, and it's kind of cool. Because when we do, like we did... Bose Extravaganza, the lines were long, and it takes a lot longer, and you've got to make this long trip. I mean, we had fun, but I do it at least once a month, this cyber signing thing. But in order to be informed about that, you have to be on the John Schneider Studios Facebook page.
There you go.
Yeah, pretty simple.
So everybody follow John Schneider Studios on Facebook.
That's right.
Make sure it's the John Schneider Studios. Not
it's just John Schneider Studios.
Okay, but the real one, because like you said, there's a whole bunch of John Schneiders out there.
There are, but you'll know it's me because there'll be because it's goofy. You'll know it's me.
Okay.
You'll know it's me. The other John Schneiders take themselves way too seriously.
Well, thanks so much for coming by today.
You're so welcome.
And playing, and this has been one of the best interviews. This is my 22nd something year in radio. This
wow.
One of the best interviews I've done.
Well,
really,
I'm delighted
seriously.
To have been here. It's been fantastic.
Thank you so much for coming by.
You are welcome. And where are you going to go? Where are you going to friend me now?
John Schneider Studios on Facebook.
Thank you. And then what's the website?
John Schneider Studios. Well, it connects to it via Facebook.
There you go. Love all that. And on the 22nd, you're going to come to the Moonshine Barn,
I absolutely
right?
am going to be there.
Through cyberspace. Oh, we had some people last time. They actually showed up. Don't show up.
Okay.
Just look at it on your tablet or on your desktop. Or on your phone. I'll be on all of those things so you don't have to leave your house.
Even better.
Even better. Hey, thank you.
Thank you. John Schneider on 95 Country.